Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's the time of year when a lot of our high school teams are winning titles and distinguishing themselves. Also a part of fall for our Monroe County Special Olympians to shine. And boy, did they ever at the recent Eunice K. Shriver Games held at various sites around Indiana. And Monroe County, let me tell you, took a back seat to no one, as County Coordinator Denise Brown was telling me.
A delegation of 86 people who participated in one form or the other, 55 of them were athletes, and then we had 15 partners who worked with the athletes, and then we had 15 coaches, so we had a really large delegation. And
were you able to head up all of the medals?
You know, we had one of our flag football teams got a gold, and another one got a bronze, and then our volleyball team, the Slammers, had a bronze. We had a silver medal in our golf team. And then we had various different ribbons, you know, fourth through sixth place. And then our Blasters got a gold medal.
You got a Facebook page now, huh?
Very exciting, because we get to show some pictures, you know, up-to-date pictures of what's been going on. And then we're also announcing the things that are coming up in Special Olympics, because this is something that happens year-round. Right now we are in the middle of bowling, and we have a bowling tournament on the 25th of October here in Bloomington.
Well, that is Denise Brown, County Coordinator for Special Olympics Indiana, Monroe County. Denise was mentioning all of the sports. How about Steve McGovern riding off with two golds in equestrian, and his dad Ron coaching that softball team to a gold medal championship. Young men and women covered all the various sports in style, and my hearty congrats. And take a peek for yourself at all the winners on Facebook at Special Olympics Indiana, Monroe County. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Big parade Friday night, reunions, tailgates aplenty. Football, too, all part of Indiana's 103rd homecoming celebration this weekend. And IU's most decorated gridiron team in the spotlight, Bo McMillan's unbeaten 45 Big Ten champions. And as IU assistant AD in charge of alumni relations, Mark Deal, was telling me,
last year we had between 300 and 400 guys back. Just a great, great time for everybody. You add to that that we're also honoring 45s on the 45-yard line, honoring that team of 1945 that my dad was the captain of. And it's going to be a real special thing for them, with a dinner Friday night and then honor them at the game on Saturday.
There's some neat historical markers around the campus. And just give us the locations. And
two different sites. We dedicated them 3 weeks ago. One is the site of the original Assembly Hall, the birthplace of Hoosier Hysteria, the home of the first Hoosier basketball team in 1901, which is we played basketball there from 1901 to 1917. It was the original Assembly Hall. It's in the parking lot of Owen Hall. They're right behind in the old Crescent, right behind the Memorial Union. And there's a historical marker etched in stone there. And then we have a marker at the old Memorial, the original Memorial Stadium, site of the first Oak and Bucket game in 1925. We played there from 25 until 59. We were 69, 52, and 7 in that stadium, what is now the Arboretum. So there are two really neat markers there, etched in stone, and for all the people to see.
Well, no question about that, and that is IU Assistant AD in charge of Alumni Relations, Mark Deal. So stop by those markers, by the way, if you haven't seen them yet. Cream and Crimson, big time this weekend in B-Town and the IU campus. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.